There, this sermon was designed for you to give a little bit of feedback to me during this, and this morning I woke up and said, I don't know how comfortable people are going to be doing that, speaking from the pews during this time of safety protocols, so you don't have to do that if you don't want. If you don't, then I'm going to provide words that you might have said, so it's okay, everything is good. We heard the story of the rich man who wanted so desperately to follow God's commandments, but he drew the line when it came to following Jesus. Or was it drawing the line at divesting himself from his wealth? Or maybe it was the idea of giving it to the poor. I imagine it might have been all those things. You know, we don't read much about someone walking away from Jesus, sad. You know, this wasn't the first time Jesus had taken a chance calling a rich man to follow him. Do you remember? There was Matthew, the tax collector. Matthew must have been present at the time of this calling, this rich man came and knelt at Jesus' feet, because he was starting on a journey, we read. And where he went, so went his followers. They were with him. As a tax collector, Matthew also was one of the richest people in the society of Jesus' time, because he and others were sanctioned by the Roman Empire to collect a variety of taxes to support their occupation. They could become as wealthy as they wished. They could always add overhead to what was owed. They sold their souls, in a way, to be of use to the Romans, which answers why they were not well regarded by the rest of Jewish society. There is a newish television series called The Chosen. Have any of you seen it? You might have heard about it, which chronicles the years of Jesus' ministry, especially in regard to those who followed him and who answered his call. I'm going to show you a clip of it, and don't worry, Jay has received permission to do this. And we're thankful to the producers of Angel Studios. And you may find out more about them through thechosen.tv. They asked that I tell you this. Especially since there's a recording of this, we want to make sure we get this. But I am happy to recommend this series. Let me just give you a little background to what we're going to see. At this point in the story, Matthew knows the main characters already. He has collected taxes from Simon and Andrew, James and John, and others in Capernaum. In fact, he had been spying on them to see if they were desperately fishing on the Sabbath, which was prohibited. And at which point, while he was spying on them, Jesus came by and told the fishermen to drop their nets on the other side of the boat. Remember that story? Which was ridiculous because the whole group of them had been trying all night to catch fish, and they were totally unsuccessful. But when the fishermen relented, they found their nets suddenly full to bursting. A catch, which, by the way, when sold, would satisfy all of their tax debt. Well, the tax collector Matthew in this show saw that. And he was smart, a young man, good with numbers and accounts, and then he knew he was widely unpopular, and he was careful about how he traversed the city, keeping a low profile. He was estranged from his parents for his choice of career. So that gives you the context for this clip. This is the story of a Jesus call to Matthew. And afterwards, if you want, I'll ask for some feedback.
We live in the same world, Matthew.
Next.
Besides, what else are you going to do with a mind like yours?
Matthew! Matthew, son of Alphaeus. Yes?
Follow me.
Me?
Yes, you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing?
You want me to join you?
Keep moving, street preacher.
Do you have any idea what this guy's done? Do you even know him?
Yes.
Listen, I said to... What are you doing? Where do you think you're going?
Guys, let me go.
Have you lost your mind? You have money. Quintus protects you. No Jew lives as good as you. You're gonna throw it all away.
Yes.
I don't get it.
You didn't get it when I chose you either.
But this is different. I'm not a tax collector.
Get used to different.
I'm glad we passed by your booth today, Matthew.
Yes.
Shall we? We have a celebration to prepare for.
You will regret this, Matthew.
What's the tablet for?
I grabbed it without thinking. You can put it back.
No, keep it. You may yet find use for it.
Where are we going?
A dinner party.
I'm not welcome at dinner parties.
Well, that's not going to be a problem tonight. You're the host.
Hey, it's Dallas. I'm the creator of The Chosen. And yes, season one of The Chosen is complete. All 8 episodes, they're available.
Seasons 1 and 2 are available, by the way. Were you able to hear and see okay? It's a little bit bright in here, so it's... Some of the sound was not so good. For some of those who, from what you could see or what you could hear, what was memorable? What struck out to you from this video? Before you said yes, you said, who? Yes, you said yes. Uh-huh. Yes, he is a young man. Yes, isn't he? Yes. So yes, he was estranged from his family. He must have been in a lot of pain for being estranged from them, and that might have contributed to his readiness. Yes. Yes, they emphasized Jesus' ethnicity. He seemed like he was Middle Eastern with his look and his English accent. Not the Anglo-Jews that we're used to, yes. Absolutely. Yes, here first. Yeah. Isn't that a beautiful... could you tell that he's playing a character who's not neurally mainstream? He's got an eye on the spectrum somewhere. Yes. Yeah. Yes. For all his wealth, he's in prison. That's really strong, isn't it? Yes. Thank you. I see another hand up either side. Yes. Yes, so Jesus was, you're talking about the fact Jesus was walking by the booth, and then you saw him stop and turn. Like it occurred to him right there, maybe. Yeah. Oh, telepathy. Yeah, there could be, yes. You certainly get that feeling from the show. Yes. It's very powerfully done, don't you think? It kind of gets me, I've seen it about 10 times, and each time it makes me cry a little bit. You answered, did you see him, you know, give away his key and his ring to the guard? He said, what are you doing? And what did Matthew say to the guard? Let me go. Let me go. And of course, there's a part when Jesus says, we're getting ready to go to a party. You're the host. So we already said a little bit about, but why do you think Matthew said yes? Eventually, I mean, this is just a short one, but what do you imagine in your own imagination? Why do you think he said yes? Yes. He's been liberated, and there was a way that Jesus spoke with him in a muted kind of way, but powerful way. Personally, just like the story from today's gospel, what did we read? The rich man came to Jesus' feet, and Jesus looked at him and loved him. So there's a feeling that in this video, right, that Jesus loves him. He's smiling at him. Yes. Anything else? Why do you think he said yes? Yes. 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 So I'm repeating for the sake of those who are watching this, that he had the opportunity to belong to something that didn't require him to be doing anything, wasn't taking advantage of his skills that he obviously had, and that so it was like openness. It was kind of another kind of springing out, isn't it? Yes. Thank you. Any other comments about why you think Matthew said yes? Oh, are we avoiding? Go ahead. Say more about that, Bryson. Yes. So you see, it's a graceful. It's an invitation filled with grace. And he didn't. What words did Jesus say? He said, "Matthew, son of Alphaeus, follow me." And then Matthew said, me? And he said, yes, you. That's it. Grace, thank you very much for that. If it is possible, put yourself in Matthew's place, and I don't know if you need to answer this one. What might you have done? If it is possible for you to put yourself in Matthew's place, what might you have done? That's a hard question. That's like a Jewish koan. I mean, a Zen Buddhist koan. Yeah, think about that. And let us remind ourselves of the situation of the other potential disciple that we read about today. Rich, ardent, a good Jew, wants to be guaranteed eternal life. Jesus looked at him and loved him and said, and the difference was that that man came to Jesus, right? What do I need to do? And what did Jesus tell him? Well, there's only one thing you lack. Go, sell your fortune, give it to the poor, and follow me. And which part of that do you think the rich man heard? I don't think it was the follow me part. I think that got lost. Right? What do you think might have tipped the scales for the rich man to say yes? And by the way, Lorianne, at this morning's 8 o'clock worship set, I think he eventually said yes. Eventually it worked through them. But if that's true, what do you think tipped the scales? A true experience of grace. Grace has a way of getting through to you, doesn't it? Eventually. Yes. Well, I want to thank you for your participation in this sermon, because I don't have all the answers. And when we end a pastor, a preacher sits at their own place, you know, they think, well, we have to be able to say everything there is to say. And sometimes we are just as buffaloed by things as you are. Or maybe you're smarter than the preacher. That often happens too. Thank you for your sincere and insightful words today. And I suppose we think about this, that we all are being asked to follow Jesus. And what a great thing that is. Amen.